Woody Allen was born Allen Konigsberg to a working-class Jewish family in Brooklyn in 1935. His parents were argumentative, and his discovery of cinema proved an escape. He visited comedy shows in New York and took notes. While still in high school, he began sending jokes to newspapers, many of which were printed. An agent contacted him, and after school, he was paid to write one-liners for celebrity clients, for which they would take credit. Allen went to New York University, majoring in film, but failed to show up for class. By then, he was working in comedy writing rooms. He performed stand-up in Greenwich Village, where he developed his famous public persona that he has always maintained is different to the private man. Self-deprecating, flawed, intellectual, anxious, passive-aggressive, with a predilection for self-obsessed monologue, Woody Allen was born. He carried this character into his films, where it proved remarkably successful with beautiful, smart, although sometimes very young, fictional women. Allen's early movies, such as Bananas, were slapstick comedies. A dramatic shift came in the late 1970s, beginning with Annie Hall, starring longtime friend Diane Keaton, who won an Oscar for the role. Inspired by the work of Swedish filmmaker Ingmar Bergman, Allen created nostalgic audiovisual homages to New York, most famously epitomized in Manhattan, with its bittersweet George Gershwin soundtrack. Allen almost never held rehearsals, many scenes were improvised, and he rarely shot multiple takes. This was demanding of the actors, and its success can also be attributed to the first-class film crew with which he worked. Allen's tragicomedies came in the mid-1980s to 1990s, with Hannah and Her Sisters, Crimes and Misdemeanors, and Husbands and Wives, which saw him work extensively with his then-partner, Mia Farrow. Again, it was an idealized, if satirized, world he portrayed, one distinct from that he grew up in. In apartments with views of skyscrapers, privileged people had the time and financial independence to endlessly question themselves and their personal relationships. The revelation of an affair between Allen and 22-year-old Sunyi Previn, the adopted daughter of his long-term partner and her former husband, the musician Andre Previn, was followed months later by a serious allegation of sexual abuse by his and Farrow's 7-year-old daughter, Dylan. An investigation was put to rest, given the lack of provable evidence and the trauma of placing a young girl in court. And with Sunyi and Woody Allen now married, it seemed the whole thing was forgotten. Financing his films, however, became more difficult, although actors still competed to be in them despite receiving minimum wages. The cast of Deconstructing Harry included Robin Williams and Judy Davis. Sweet and Lowdown starred Sean Penn in a mockumentary about the real-life jazz star Django Reinhardt. More recently, Allen has filmed in other cities, Match Point in London and Blue Jasmine in San Francisco. Lighter films, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, Midnight in Paris and To Rome with Love, reveled in their romantic European settings. The accusations have resurfaced in recent years, however, aided by an article written by Allen's estranged son, the investigative journalist Ronan Farrow. 6 years ago, Allen was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes, but post-Me Too, he is a self-named toxic pariah, and Hollywood, shocked and ashamed by the Harvey Weinstein cover-up, wants nothing to do with him. In Spain, on the other hand, he is making a new film. Rifkin's Festival premieres in September. Now more than ever, radical division afflicts the US, where the argument over Allen and his films also continues. Its first publisher, destroyed all copies of Allen's memoir Apropos of Nothing after a walkout by staff, provoking accusations of censorship. Published by another firm, in his book, Allen dismisses the allegations against him as laughable, although many now find his tone inappropriate. Times have changed. But while we are unlikely to ever find consensus on who the real Woody Allen is, his films can be seen as brilliant collaborative achievements in which unorthodox, self-aware women and men were placed at the centre of the action.